Yo.
Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. What's up? This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby. And I'm joined tonight. I feel like you should have introduced yourself, you see?
All right, so it's a little different tonight. You know, no Dory, no whatever y'all call her.
Dory.
Dory? Okay. No Dory tonight. It's Kev.
You're here. My co-host tonight, Kev.
Yeah, Kev is here.
That's good, Kev. Welcome back.
We're going to jump right into it.
You're going to jump right into the shits?
Why do you have two phones? What is in this phone right here that I'm staring at that's not ringing off?
So that phone is not going to ring because that phone is not connected. It's just my second phone. So I have things in there that I don't have on my main phone. So I have backup stuff on second phone.
Backup what? You said backups.
Backup stuff.
Like pictures?
Yeah, like pictures, videos, apps.
That shit do not work.
No, like, I mean, you can like FaceTime me.
That shit got a number?
Email. No.
Okay.
So that's really like a red flag for a woman to have two phones?
That's definitely a red flag.
Why is that?
'Cause I don't know. What you doing with that phone? That's a Wi-Fi phone.
I mean, what if it was like, it's a Wi-Fi phone. I'm just going back.
got a whole phone with a number, then you got a Wi-Fi phone with backups.
Why is that like a red flag, though?
Because I don't know what you're doing with that phone.
But what does it matter?
I could go to sleep, turn over, and then you start texting another dude on that phone.
I can't text with that phone, though.
I know you can.
Like, my email would just pop up.
Exactly. That's a red flag.
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I like when I get like a male's perspective on things because it's like, see, now you're calling me out on my shit saying like, yo, that's a red flag. So now I'm thinking about like dudes seeing me with two phones and be like, yo, this girl is this.
If we're dating and you pull that phone out and I didn't know about that phone, like I'm like automatically like, yo, she's fucking other guys.
So like she would have to tell you the fact, like she can't hide that. She can't omit that information. Like,
hell
yo.
Hell yeah.
She's got to tell you she has two phones.
Yeah. First date. I have two phones.
First date?
First date. I have two phones.
I don't feel like that's first date information, though.
Maybe second date. You're right.
Do you fall in love on the first date, though? Then it might.
Wait, do you not believe in, like, love at first sight?
I believe in lust at first sight. Love, I think, no. You got to go through some shit to be like, yo, I love somebody.
No, I agree.
So lust at first sight.
Okay. No, I agree. But that is a fucking red flag.
That's crazy.
Because now, like, my brain, like, I want to go through that phone.
It has a passcode, though, so you can't.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I was your man, I'm like, I want to see what's inside that phone. Now.
Now,
ahora.
What if she says no? Like, no, that's my phone, and that's my private information that I don't want to share with you. But she's telling you about the second phone, but she just doesn't feel like.
That's fine.
Letting you go
so
through
So then
it.
When you ask to go through my phone, expect the same response.
Would you let your girl go through your phone if she wanted to?
I've never, like in a relationship, I have a really strong policy on I would never go through a girl's phone.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't trust you.
Yo, if you want to lose 20 pounds, go through your girl's phone.
Yeah.
For sure.
I know that. So I always told myself I would never go through a girl's phone. And shit comes to light anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got to go through your phone.
You ain't got to look for the information. It's going to come to you either way.
Exactly. It always has. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I don't got to do that.
It's water sign shit. We always know our intuition is strong.
You know what I'm saying? That cancerous shit. You know what I'm saying?
Not cancerous. It's cancer season. It's your season right now.
Talk your shit.
Intuition is strong. I mean, that's not my sign. I'm just saying. But, like, you're a fellow water sign, so I got to rep, you know?
Nah, you be with that water sign shit, so. You be always saying that's that water sign shit.
Because I know how we are. We're fucking nuts, bro.
Yeah.
We are nuts.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Sure.
After spending the night in a bar with you, right, we never really hung out outside of doing this, right?
No, we hung out for your birthday. What do you mean?
Yeah, but I feel like we would, like, it wasn't like an intimate vibe like tonight was.
Okay.
Right. Why are you single?
Why? Am I cool like that? Like,
are you cool as fuck?
It's, I don't know. It's by choice, and it's also because I feel like I'm not really like mentally ready to really be in like a full blown committed relationship, and I think that would be unfair to try to like be with someone knowing that I'm not really necessarily ready, especially if I meet someone that's like really ready to settle down and be. I'm not saying I can't settle down, but I don't know. I'm not really in this like state of mind to really look for it. If it comes to me and it happens like organically, then I'm cool. But
I don't know. I just see a lot of, you know.
Do I have more green flags than red? Because you just pointed out my red flag with the two phones.
Even though I was talking shit. No, 100%. I don't know. I don't know. It's just, you know how to get, you know how to have a good time. You're not judgmental.
No, I'm definitely
not.
You know
what I'm saying? You're a vibe. Like, I don't know what's holding you back. It's yourself.
It's myself. I am my own worst enemy, bro. I am.
It is what it is.
I really am. It is what it is. So it's really me. So I'll get it together one day. One day I'll get it together.
Hey, the clock is fucking ticking. I ain't gonna lie. The clock is ticking. Yo.
My clock is ticking. Yeah. No, that's a fact, though. It is, though.
I mean, depending on what you want, your clock is ticking.
My clock is ticking all around. If I want, I don't believe in marriage, so I don't want to say marriage. So marriage is not something that, like, I aspire to. So that's out of here. But, like, a child, yeah, my clock definitely is ticking. For sure. Thanks for that. No, like, no, for sure. Really.
I'm going to be honest with you. And no, it's not even the fact that, like, it's the fact that you don't want to have kids at an age where when your kids, it's not the age that you have the kids, per se. It's the age that when your kids get older, are you still going to be a functional person or parent?
Like parent.
Type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm when my daughter is 18, I will be 39.
Yo, if I was to have a kid at 40, right? When my kid is 18, I'll be 58. That's not too bad.
It's not, when you say it like that, it's not terrible, but you don't know
how. What I would be like at 58.
58. You could be fucking paralyzed, or you could be goddamn. No, I'm just.
You got really morbid.
I like
not
that
paralyzed.
Word. Not paralyzed, but you could have this. You could just age bad. Because it happened to the best of us.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, I'd rather take my chances. You know what I mean? Like I said, when my daughter is 18, I'm fucking 39. I can still party with my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, I could still run around and, you know, do shit with her. You know what I mean?
The thing was that I was always like a control freak. Like, I always pictured it being a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want to have a child with this type of person and things got to go like this, like that. And as I've gotten older, I'm like, yo, you're never really fully prepared. Like, you're just going to have to get prepared when it comes up. It like, you know what I mean? So.
I think you'll make a great mother, though.
Thank you. Oh, you guys said that to me before. I'm like, I get so mushy when people say that.
No, for sure.
I don't
sure.
know why.
I think you make a great mother. You have a motherly vibe to you.
Are you calling me old?
No. Take it how you want. All right.
Wow. You're a dick.
Yes, I am.
All right. So you said you wanted to ask me some questions.
Yeah.
So what are your questions?
Well, I asked one of them.
Okay, you
asked one of my main questions was, why are you single? My second one would be.
You have a very mischievous smile right now. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, you know. What would be my second question? Give me a second, all right? Damn it. Have you ever blocked your blessings? as far as, let me elaborate. There was somebody that you thought might be good for you, but you pushed them away because of your own fears, insecurities.
Damn, that's a good question. No. If I pushed them away, I wouldn't necessarily say I pushed them away. I would say that I just probably walked away from the situation. But I walked away from the situation knowing that it was not good for me. But it wasn't because of any fears. Like, because if I really, like, genuinely love you and I'm, like, invested in you, like, I'm not easy to, like, walk away. You know? Like, I'm very much, like, I'll be with you through thick and thin type shit, you know? Even if at times it doesn't even feel like it's right.
Okay.
But I gave it my all. And then if, you know, if things don't change or I really feel like things are just, they ran their course, then I'm just like, but I don't feel like I've ever pushed anyone away because, like, I feel like I wasn't deserving of their love or of that type of love. No, if I walked away or it was because it just wasn't, it wasn't what I wanted at the time.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What about you? You have.
Plenty of times. I've met.
What was your fear, though?
Just the fear of not being ready. Or not the fear, the realization of me not being ready. Me still having, you know, feelings tied up in someone else.
Past?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
for sure.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you have those feelings tied up in a past, it's impossible for you to give it to somebody else. You know what I mean? It's just impossible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've pushed away.
Damn.
100%.
Even though you really liked them? Like, you were really feeling them type shit, and you were like, nah.
See, my past wouldn't allow me to feel that way. But my intuition would tell me, like, yo, this person could be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my intuition, my brain would tell me, like, this person, like, if you really wanted to, you could probably spend the rest of your life with this person. But
your past was like,
nah, it's the person for you.
So how do you get past that? Like, what do you do? What does Kev do to get past those feelings?
I don't know. You just kind of, you move on.
Move on with life.
Yeah, like, and whatever, like, I know it sounds cliche, but whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a person that thinks ahead, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm an in the moment type of guy. So, like, it's like whatever. I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Thinking ahead is cool for certain things.
But that's more of like a control thing. Like I said earlier, like I'm a bit of a control freak. So I think so much ahead. Because I want to be able to be in control of whatever's coming. But nowadays, like, I'm kind of just more of, like, in the moment. Yeah. I'm trying to be more in the moment. Like, all right, this is what it is now. It might not be like this tomorrow or next week or next month. But this is what it is now. And I'm going to enjoy now what it is. So I think that it has helped me as far as, like, maybe, like, any type of, like, anxiety towards the future or anything like that. Try to tell yourself, like, just be in the now.
That's tough. So I feel like when you do that, when you have, like, when you worry about it, you have certain, like, expectations of what's or certain, like, notions of what's going to happen in the future. And if that doesn't happen the way you envision it, it's just, like, incomplete. If that makes sense?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah, of course.
Like, even in relationships, like, if we're talking about relationships, like, I don't like to plan anything. Like, yeah, I'll plan a date or anything, but, like, all right, sex, like, I don't want to have planned sex. Mm-hmm. Like, just let it happen.
That
let
sounds
it.
Super whack, planned sex.
100%. Like, yeah, when I get home, I'm going to.
That sounds like a married old 20-year-old couple.
Like, everything just, I'll just let it happen on its own. Let the energy flow. Mm-hmm. I'm big on energy.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? So just let the energy flow, and whatever that shit lands, it lands. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't like planning things in general.
So you don't like planning vacations? Well, that's different.
I feel like that's a different, like, yeah, like, certain shit that has to be planned, yeah. Like, I'm not just gonna wake up like, hey, you wanna go to fucking DR and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, like, just everyday life, I would say.
I don't like expectations or...
Yeah, like, I don't like saying... I don't like planning, like, I wake up and I'm, like, thinking about what am I going to do during the day, like... You see what I'm saying? Like,
taking out goals.
I just...
Oh, that's why the last, like, couple of weeks, you didn't, you know, come through with your plans. Like, yeah, I'm coming over.
Shut your ass up.
The radio silence from Kev the rest of the day. Like, yeah, I'm coming over this weekend. Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
I'll
listen.
Be over there. Then you try to FaceTime me. I'm like,
That wasn't my... I had my daughter, right? I don't know what you want to tell you.
It's so funny because I knew you was on the fill away there. Because this girl, Dory, was like, oh, yeah, you heard from Kev. I'm like, nope. I'm like, and I don't want to hear from him. As soon as he called or text, I'm not responding.
That's what you said? Yo, that's crazy.
So when you FaceTime me, you saw I responded. I was like, mm-hmm.
Yo, fuck off, right? I told you I was going to make it up to you.
No, you did. Listen, I know life be life, and I be joking, but it's funny. It's funny. I was laughing when you FaceTimed me. I'm like, look at
but
this.
I felt it, though. I felt, like, the resentment towards me and shit a little bit. I'm like, damn.
On text message.
Yeah, hell yeah. I felt it. I felt it. I'm like, yo, let me go.
I was over here on the other end just dying, like.
You're an asshole. You're really an asshole. You got my cheeks hurting. Fuck out of here. But nah, yeah, I was just life, man, you know, like, you say you're going to do something and then.
Something else happens.
And you're like, damn. And before you know it, it's 11 o'clock at night, you're like, damn. Fuck it. You know?
Yo, but you dropped your song today. I'm so proud of you.
I did.
You want to tell the people about it, Tempted?
Yeah, Tempted. It's a summer record. It's basically like telling the story of meeting a woman for the first time and being in lust with them. I'm not going to say in love.
Thank you.
In lust.
Appreciate that.
You know, I'm speaking Spanish on it, even though I don't speak
Spanish. I heard that. I was like, wait a minute. Who's teaching him Spanish? Yo, I swear to God, I had to put it back. I'm like, oh my God, he's speaking fucking Spanish.
I ain't write that.
I would assume you didn't because you don't speak a lick of Spanish.
I wrote every single thing but the Spanish part. Mm-hmm. So my brother, my older brother that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
I was with him and I played him the song and I was like, yo, I want to say something in Spanish on these parts. And I ain't gonna lie, he gave me the lines in Spanish to say. And I went in there and I said it. But I gave him writer's credits.
No, but you sound good. Like, you don't even sound like a person that really doesn't know.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, you didn't sound like a person that really, because you can tell.
Yeah.
With, like, certain pronunciations and certain words in Spanish, you can tell, like, that person doesn't really speak Spanish. No, you can't tell.
Took a lot of takes.
I was going to say right now, did that take a lot of takes?
Like, yeah. For you to, like, it took me, like, 10 takes.
Mm.
But usually it takes me about... Like a whole song, probably take me about a half a week to record a full song. So, Yeah, the Spanish part, so that shit kicked
my ass. I always wonder what that process is like. When someone's, like, writing and, like, recording a song. So I've never really been in a studio.
Right.
When someone's, like,
you know what's funny? A song. Like, people think it's, like, you got the beat, right? You go in the studio and you just lay it down and that's it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just say it on the mic and then, like, just bounce it and it's a hit. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's it.
It's not how it works. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a process. Like, literally, if I invited you to the studio, mm-hmm. you'd probably fall asleep.
Because it takes that long.
Like, legit. You'd fall asleep. Yo, this shit is boring.
You don't try to create, like, a vibe in the studio that will, like, inspire you to... Because like I feel like I've seen... I don't know, maybe that's, like, rap songs or whatever that rappers. They create. That's a rapper.
Me, I'm really focused in the studio. Like, when I'm in the studio, I'm like... It's me. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then I have, like, my boy with me helping me and shit. But for the most part, it's just me. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that goes with anything. Like, a lot of people probably don't realize what goes into, like, podcasting. Mm-hmm. They probably think you just sit in front of the fucking camera. You talk. They don't really understand, like, oh, you have to sit here and edit this whole shit and... You know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta mix it. You gotta edit. You gotta do this, that, uh-huh. and the other. Yeah.
Yeah, they just think you probably sit in front of the phone and or the camera, whatever you're recording on, and just talk and then release it. Mm-hmm. They don't really know, like.
They don't know the process of it.
Exactly.
But we didn't even know, like, the process of it when we started. It's more like when you start becoming familiar and kind of like you want to perfect your craft.
Right. 100%.
Right. So then you gotta kind of just like research the ins and outs and. What's the best thing to do, this and that, and kind of just, like, work on it.
Right.
And I'm sure it's like that, too, with, like, singing, you know, and recording or writing songs. Like, it's something that, like, you have to, like, I guess, find that inspiration and get those creative juices flowing and shit like that.
Well, there'd be times where I go in there, I'd be like, my voice sounds like shit today. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing coming out of here today. And I
hey,
just,
yo.
Yeah, hey.
I had to do it.
You're an asshole. But not real shit. There'll be times where I sound great, and there's other times where I sound like shit, and it's like, all right, it's just not.
Does your voice ever, like, give out in the middle of, like, let's say, like, day three?
Yeah.
Yeah?
100%. Where I'll be, like, I started, like, I'm a morning singer. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I get tired, like, now, I wouldn't be able to sing. In the morning, I sound like Luther Vandross and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
But it's because you've been all day talking and...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In the morning time, I'll be singing. And sometimes, like, just straining, my voice just give out. And whenever I got done, I'll just be like, all right, just...
You ever go through, like, this, like, phase where you won't talk? Like, especially, like, before you record a song?
No. Not really. I just... Talking doesn't really strain it, really. Like this. But, like... Drinking and you know what I'm saying. I was like kind of singing at the bar, like my voice right now.
We had a little duet.
Whole karaoke.
Yo, you're my karaoke partner now. You are my karaoke partner. We had a whole performance at the bar. Even the girl was like, "Yo, I'm gonna come party with y'all."
Yo, she should've.
You guys are a good time.
Yo, they got a spot out here in Bridgeport where we was just at. And I think it's close to where we was at, where you got a private room.
I think it was that spot across the street. That's like a karaoke. It's new.
It might be that spot.
You can rent out the private rooms. They
yeah, you get your own room with your own karaoke shit, and it's just you and whoever you bring.
Yeah, like room. A small party. You can have, like, I think 8 people or something like that.
And they got a bar right there.
And you have, like, 2 or 3 hours.
What up? What we
should
doing?
Do that shit.
What we doing?
That shit is dope.
What we doing?
I love karaoke.
Yo,
I be in character. Like, you saw me, I was like, eh.
Yo, whoever's listening, yo, she got the vocals.
I do not.
She got the, I heard her. She was singing that shit.
What the hell we were singing? We were singing, what's the song? We got mad into that shit. Oh, tell me what you want.
Nah, she was singing that shit. I thought Total was singing live and shit.
I was doing all three voices. That's tough. That is tough.
Nah, for sure. Sure.
So before we went to the bar,
yep.
I don't know how we got into this conversation. Oh, we were talking about vacations.
Okay.
And we were talking about you vacationing with your daughter. And I was asking you, like, would you ever vacation? I'm like, yo, would you ever vacation with your daughter and your daughter's mother?
No.
And you said no.
Well, like, right now, like, yeah, of course. Like, but if I was, like I said, if I was with somebody.
Right, that's what you said. That if you were in a relationship with someone, then no. Then you
if wouldn't. I was in a relationship
and
with somebody.
And I asked you why.
Because there's just a certain bond that when you have kids with somebody, like, there's just a certain bond that y'all have that it's just, I don't know, it's like a certain just chemistry with, like, sexual chemistry, just everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wouldn't, like, if I was the guy and I was dating a girl and she told me she was going on vacation with Big Father, like, nah, it's not happening.
But is it because you think they would do something?
Yeah, 100%.
But that's not always the case, though. Like, there are some people that have kids together, and they're just like, oh, you think that's just what they tell me?
You're being nonchalant right now. You're being naive. No, not nonchalant.
Naive.
They're doing something. 100%. They have a bond. At one point, they loved each other deeply. You know what I'm saying? Deeply. More than they've loved anyone in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So for you to sit there and be like, oh, they're just going, you're stupid.
But that can, all right, but sometimes, again, like I said, some people, they fall out of love. And they'll always have love for that person because that's the parent of their child, but it doesn't mean that it's a love that's romantic. Where, like, oh, I would have fucked with them again if I'm alone in a room with them or whatever.
I'm just saying, in my case, if I was in a relationship with a girl, I would not go on a family trip with my daughter and my daughter's mother. You know what I'm saying?
And what if it was a family thing? Like, your mom, her mom, your brother? Nah. Like, no, never?
Nah. I'm sure she wouldn't do that either if she was in a relationship. Nah.
You think it will always be like that? Because you're always going to have that love? Like,
yeah. I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like if we was not together, like, nah, I don't want to do that. I take my daughter on trips, you know what I'm saying, by myself or whatever, with, like, whatever girl I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You lose that right when you, you know, move on. I feel like.
Yeah, maybe.
You're no longer the man of the family. You're not even part of that family.
Really?
How are you part of that family?
I don't know. I kind of always feel like you'll always be a family.
Nah. I mean, I get what you're saying, but if she moves on, there's another dude living in the crib, helping with the bills. All you are is just that kid's mother/father. How are you part of that family?
I see that. So that would be her new family.
Yeah.
Would you be opposed to having a relationship with, like, her new man if she got a new man? And
fuck no.
You would never?
Why?
Because that person is part of your daughter's life now. You know what I mean? But so for the sake of your daughter, it would be important for you to at least be cordial with.
But why gotta have a relationship with them?
Because, you know, that's her new, let's say, like, her husband. I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm thinking too maturely right now because I'm not in any situation.
It's tough. It's tough. It's like, you got to put yourself in that situation, though. It's like, okay, you have a kid with a guy. Y'all break up. And let's say, like, you know, how would you feel? You have a kid and, you know, when you, let's say y'all have, like, every other weekend or whatever. When it's not your weekend, you're giving up your kid, and you know it's going to be around a whole other female.
What you mean a whole other female?
Like, let's say he's dating
another
female.
Oh, with my kid. I'm sorry. My kid would be around.
a whole nother female.
I mean, I would hope in my world, an ideal world, I would hope that he would at least take in consideration my opinion of his girl. I mean, as far as like being around my daughter, because you can date whoever you want to date, right? Mm-hmm. But let's just say that I don't like necessarily like something about her and I'm not comfortable with you bringing her around our child, then I'm going to express that. Like, yo, I don't really like something about her. I don't really like, but like, I'm not opposed to you being with her. You do what you want. That's not my business.
Right.
But like, that's not somebody that I want around my daughter. Then I would hope that you would respect that. Now, if you guys live together and now you guys share a home and then you're there for the weekend and like, I'm cool with it. I would want to be cool. I just don't like unnecessary, like, drama. You know what I mean? I think that I grew up in so much drama and chaos growing up as far as, like, my parents that I'm always, like, it's in my head. I'm just like, yo, I don't want none of that fucking drama and bullshit. Like, if I was to have a kid with someone, like, whatever I can avoid is, like, listen, bro, just be a good father. I don't want no drama, yo. I just can't. Kids don't forget that shit, you know?
No, for sure. But yeah. It's like, on the same hand, it's like, you know, would you want that woman to be around as far as like, all right, what if that's your baby father? Or what if that's your man? That's your man, and your man tells you, hey, listen, I'm going to go take a vacation with my daughter's mother and my kid.
If I'm dating a man that has a kid?
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm not going to act like it won't bother me. It will. But if that's something that, let's say, for example, they do every year, like, I don't want to come in the picture and change that.
You're supposed to take the mother's spot, no?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to take her spot, though, in that vacation. No?
I'm not, but I wouldn't, entering, like, a world with a man where he already has a child, like, it's not my place to try to take the mother's place. I'm just an addition, like, to it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not coming for her spot as a mom. She's always going to be the mother. I'm just going to be, like, the person that's, like, a mother figure when he has his child. You know what I mean? As far as, like, me showing that, like, love, nurturing side of me. But like, if we're together for 3 or 4 years and you've never been on vacation with your baby mother alone like that and the child, and then all of a sudden you start doing it, I think I might feel a way,
right?
For sure. But if you guys already have been doing it before we got together, that's gonna be a hard pill to swallow, but I'll swallow it. Like, whatever.
I don't know.
It's tough.
I can't.
I can tell your face. You're like, fuck no.
My whole thing is like, yo, you chose to be with me. Like, that life. He is no longer. He is like, when you choose to move on, and you like, let's say if this girl right here, I meet this girl and she has a kid with another guy and they do family things together, right? And I start talking to her and she, let's say she falls in love with me. When you choose to, like, really be with me, you introduce me to your kid, like, you're literally making the decision of, like, okay, I'm going to be with this guy. I'm going to start a family with this guy. This past relationship, that is my kid's father.
That's it.
And that is it. His job is to be there for his kid. My job is to hold this shit down now.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So
you would consider that like a red flag?
Yeah. Like, hell yeah.
Getting to know a new woman.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I always told my baby mother too, like, if you ever, that's it, like, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for my daughter and that's it, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do what you gotta do. I'm gone. So. Don't have kids.
Please. In other words, use a condom.
Fucking wrap your willy, please. Wear a fucking condom.
I don't want those issues, bro. I really don't. I hate like just unnecessary drama. I hate drama. Like, I like it from a distance. I've seen other people's drama, like, oh yeah. Shit. But like my very own like drama, like I can't, yo. I'm too old for shit like that. Yeah. No more drama like Mary J. Blige.
Hey, amen to that. Hey. I am good with that.
Do you have another question in mind for me? I gave you enough time to think about a question. More than enough time, honey.
We was talking. Nah, I think I'm good. But you know what, though? I'm gonna get your ass next time, though.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
I need some time. I got thinking some juicy shit. You know?
You got to be from the top of the dome. You got to come up with these questions.
I'm not good with dome. That. All right. I got you. Hold on. Give me a second.
You got one?
Okay. If you could take either characteristics or qualities from every single guy you've ever been with and put them all together to make a perfect guy, what would you take from the guys that you've been with?
Oh, God.
It's a nice one, right?
Very thought-provoking question.
Yeah. So you have to take...
But like my relationships?
Yes. You have to take characteristics that you liked from your ex-partners, put them together to make a perfect guy.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So I've only been in two serious relationships. So... I would take.
Time out.
Yes.
You could take something from guys that you. Whatever, you just friends
I
with.
I just had a. Oh, like that I've had like situations with?
Yeah.
Why am I going to run through that list with them?
You gotta mold the perfect guy.
I would take. All right, so. My ex that I was with for 8 years, he had a really, like, great sense of humor. Okay. Like, we would joke around. When we had, like, really good moments, we would joke around so much. We were, like, two freaking kids. Okay. So we would, like, crack jokes on each other, laugh all the time. So I really liked his sense of humor. So I would say that. My other ex, my second ex, I would say, like, his loving nature. He was protective. He was very attentive. He, like, paid attention to like, everything that I like. He would listen. And, yeah, I really liked that about him. He was super, super, like, attentive. He was a great cook.
Okay.
He would cook. I just love that shit.
That nothing that you said was about like any material things or.
I'm like, I mean, aside from that, he really was a great provider and stuff like that. But, yeah, it those things really don't matter, really, at the end of the day. Like, those material things. Those are just, I feel like that's just, like, a like bonus. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because that's not going to really matter in years to come. Yeah, you know what I mean? 100%. Those things are not going to matter. What's going to matter is, like, how that person, like, made you feel or, you know, what type of, like bonds or connection or foundation. That's the foundation that you create with someone. It's really what's gonna like hold everything together, and it's gonna help you guys get through like the rough times. It sounds mad cheesy, but I just really do believe that. So,
so fine.
So if you base whatever you base the relationship off, like that's how it'll grow. You know what I mean? So if you base the relationship just strictly off, like, money, then, you know what I'm saying, of what you can do for me as far as, like, financially, then, like, what else is there?
For sure.
You know? What, like, can we laugh together? Can we fucking, like, kick back and just talk, you know what I'm saying, about dumb shit together? Yeah. Like, you know?
I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect it.
I'm a corny-ass person sometimes.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Sometimes.
I ain't knocking you. I'm corny, too. I like all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, it depends on who it's for.
Yeah, you have to be selective of the, like, the person you show that to.
Sure.
Right? Because, like, not everybody's deserving of, like, that energy or that part of you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's something that should be earned.
I agree.
Yeah.
That was a fire question.
It was. It was a really good question. I'm like, damn, what? What would I pick? I didn't mention too much from the first one. You noticed, though, right?
Wait, what'd you say?
You said, I just took a sense of humor. I'm like, only a sense of humor was good.
Hey, listen, sense of humor is big, though.
It is for me. It is.
Man, I'll date you if you're ugly, but you got a sense of humor.
I'm dead.
I'm dead ass.
Yo, it is for me, too, because I'm always, like, laughing and joking.
Right.
So if you're, like, stuck up and, like, you don't laugh, like, how can I roast you in this relationship? Like, I want to crack jokes.
Like, yo, call me a ball-headed, like, a ball-headed scallywag. You feel me? I want that shit.
Yo, I think I called somebody that shit in school.
Yo, like
boy, this scallywag.
Like, I want to roast you and be like, yo, shut up, bald-headed scallywag. That shit funny. Shit like that is funny to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go back and forth. Let's have a
banter and shit.
Like, yeah, all right, that's why. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I love that shit.
Yeah, I like shit like that, too.
Yeah. Like, I think it's because, like, I grew up around, like, boys and shit. So, like, I always see guys doing that shit to women. Like, guys are brutal.
Hell yeah.
Growing up, like, my cousins and shit, like, my brothers, like, they were freaking brutal, the shit they would joke on. Like, yo, that shit would make me cry. Why are you guys just, like, laughing?
I want that
so
shit.
So I have that thick skin when it comes to that.
Facts. That's what I want. Like, yo, ew, like, why your fart smell like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, ew, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Shit like that. I want like a...
You're slowly but surely getting comfortable with us with shit like that, though.
What?
Because like earlier you were like burping and shit, and I'm like, wait a minute, what?
What? Earlier today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm yo,
I'm like, oh, Kevin's getting so comfortable with us now.
If I got a fart right now, I'm ripping ass. What you mean? Think I'm going to hold it? That shit hurt.
But like it was them bar wings.
Nah.
Did it to you?
Oh, shit was fire.
Yeah, they were. Yo, Dory was telling me that's like to rent out that top spot is only $850.
What the pool table?
An hour. Like I thought she said $850. I'm like, yo, he's tripping. She's like, no, $8.50 an hour.
Oh, what the fuck?
Right.
That's what I thought you said. I thought you said like $800.
No, that's what I thought too. And I'm like, yo, that's a lot of money. That space is really not even that big. Why is he charging so much? But she's like, no, $8 an hour. I'm like, yo, what? We can, like, have, like, a whole episode up there.
Let's do it.
Right?
I'm with the shits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So what do you have planned the rest of the summer?
What are we, in July?
We're in July. Mid-July. Okay.
So August, I'm going to Cali for a weekend. And then I have another week off of work after Cali. So I'm just going to chill, work on some music.
Mm-hmm.
And then late August, August 26th, I am going to Orlando. I have a...
For the weekend, you told me, right?
It's like a music festival I got to be at with my brother. And that's pretty much my summer, honestly. I have another vacation, but it's in November.
Where are you going in November?
We're either doing Costa Rica or a cruise.
Supposed to be going to Jamaica in November too for my homeboy's birthday.
It's fire.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Let's see. We definitely doing Costa Rica though in September. I'm excited about that. I've never been to Costa Rica.
I want
to
come.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You could be our plus three.
I'm only 5'5". You could probably fit me in your luggage and shit. You know what I'm saying? Stuff me in that bitch.
Little man.
Don't say little man.
You said it, not me.
No, you said it.
No, but I'm excited, though. I've never been to Costa Rica. I've heard really good things about it, though. Yeah, it is. Hoping to come back with a popping ass tan.
I see you.
Yeah, I do look a little tan, right? Yeah, the guy at the bar was like, yo, you looking nice. Your hair, your tan. I was like, thank you.
Suns out, buns out, and shit. I'm saying.
Suns out, buns out, yeah.
I'm
saying.
Are you stupid?
I look forward to this summer just a tan because I'm so pasty the rest of the year.
We only got 1 month fucking left, honestly.
Well, hopefully it's still hot like in September and shit.
I feel like I've been let this whole summer just like, we literally got 1 month left of summer.
Mm-hmm.
We're done. Mm-hmm. So?
I feel like summer started late, though. Like, July was really when, like, summer really started.
Yeah. We better turn the fuck
getting
up.
Getting hot. Hmm?
We better turn the fuck up, though.
I know. I was going to say Labor Day, but Labor Day, we won't even be here. That's when we'll be in Costa Rica. Shout out to Dory. Dory abandoned us tonight.
Can I say whatever I want?
For her own reasons.
I would love to say why, but I think you guys know.
Lucky girl.
I'm hating. She's getting dick. You can edit that out later.
I'm not editing that out at all.
I hope it's worth it.
Word up. Shout out to Dory, though. That's my boo.
Yeah, we love you.
So, yeah, I guess I don't really have anything else to say. I don't know. It was just like a spur of the moment.
It was
thing
awesome
for us.
Yeah, I'll fuck with it.
Yeah, it was like your fourth appearance on the on the podcast.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So your song "Tempted," you can find it on Apple, Spotify.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube. Whatever the fuck you use is up there. Tempted. My name is KEVENTEXX. And yeah, it's a vibe. Follow me on all platforms and yeah.
Yeah, make sure you guys check out Kev. You guys already know what? We'll post the link so you guys can check out the song. It's fire. I like the visuals. You had a little Nirvana sleeve. I saw you showing your arms. A little little slut.
Yeah, you know, a little slutty behavior.
Yeah, your little dance moves. But I'm feeling it.
The official video, I'm going to shoot that soon. You know what I'm saying? That was just like promo type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to shoot an official video soon. Maybe you could be like in a video, like, you know, shaking some ass and shit. So
maybe. Let's see. I'll think about it. Making right. my video vixen debut.
Let's get it.
Matt old. I'll think about it. But yeah, make sure you guys check out the song. It's dope as fuck. So I'm proud of you, Kev.
Thank you.
Keep it up. You know, I'm a cheerleader for my peoples, and I love when people chase their dreams and make shit happen.
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. So make sure you guys, we won't be back now till September. This is episode 150. We will come back in September with great stories, you know. Let you guys know how was our trips, what the rest of our summer, what went down.
We're gonna tell you all about the orgies in Costa Rica.
Wow. That's what we look like to you?
Yes.
You know what? I have no words for you. Give me your mic. Cut off your mic. Yeah, so but you guys will have 150 episodes to catch up if you're just tuning into Ladies Pitch Podcast. If not, you guys would just have to wait till September to find out what's been going on with us for the rest of the summer. So make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. Again, on Ladies Pitch, you can find us on all streaming platforms. On YouTube, our handle is Ladies Pitch, and on Twitter, Pitch718, Instagram, Ladies Pitch. Yeah, all that good shit, you already know. So we're going to sign it off like this. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti baby. Ladies, remember you deserve to be happy and fuck disrespectfully. Kev, do you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, I hope so. And we out of here. Peace. All right.